Ask New Hampshire voters to list the 2008 presidential candidates, and they probably won't mention the names Henry Hughes, H. Neil Cap Fendig, James Creighton Mitchell, or Daniel Gilbert. But they and 38 other unknowns are also competing in the Granite State's upcoming primary. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers attended a forum featuring these longest of long shots, and he filed this report.
These so-called fringe candidates share a few things with their better-known counterparts: a love of country, a sense of purpose, and perhaps more to the point, a willingness to shell out the $1,000 it takes to get on the New Hampshire ballot. What they don't share with mainstream candidates anymore, though, is a stage. That practice ended 35 years ago with the antics of a long-shot hopeful. New Hampshire Secretary of State Bill Gardner remembers that incident.
In 1972, one of the candidates, Ned Call, held up a dead rat by the tail and made a comment about the other candidates based on that dead rat swinging in front of them. And that got talked about for several years.
And while a candidate named Vermin Supreme is competing in the January 8th primary, there were no rats at Thursday's debate. There was, however, more than a little talk of what the candidates agree is political rot.
The fish stinks from the head.
That's Richard Mad Dog Caligari, a hamburger stand operator from Pennsylvania. He says if left unchecked, so-called professional politicians will run the country into the ground. Fellow Democrat Michael Skoke of New York cited different threats: atheistic evolutionists, Islamic terrorists, and Red China.
It is my opinion that the next president will be our last president and that this country will not have much more than 4 years.
In the meantime, Hugh Court of Alabama, who boasts of being the number 9 Republican in the country, says Americans need to concentrate on national security and stop worrying about man's contribution to climate change.
Mars has polar ice caps just like we do, and their ice caps have been shrinking just like ours have been shrinking. And guess what? There are no cars on Mars.
While global warming split the candidates, hopefuls from both parties were in lockstep that the current tax system needs to be scrapped. Most proposed replacing the IRS with a national sales tax. But Republican Albert Howard, a Michigan limo driver, went that one better.
I would have absolutely no sales tax and no income tax, and I would replace it with nothing.
Immigration, perhaps the most divisive issue facing mainstream candidates this year, also prompted its share of modest proposals. Again, Mad Dog Caligari.
I don't know who talked us into give us your tired, your poor, your wretched excess. I say give us your rich, your smart, and your good-looking tall blonde women.
A look at past election results shows it's a rare fringe candidate who pulls more than a few hundred votes. But as long shot as these guys may be, the state's top election official, Bill Gardner, brought the night to a close by invoking 1976 and reminding them that anything remains possible.
We've had another candidate who came, like some of you have, relatively unknown, and came from Georgia and ended up winning this primary in a way that was quite unexpected, and went on to become president.
But Jimmy Carter never had the luxury of participating in the fringe candidates debate. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.